Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen Hunt-Cathy, your host of Impact Ed, the official podcast for Alief Independent School District. I am beyond excited, and I say this every single time, but we are super excited to have three amazing ladies here today to really continue the conversation that we had for our last podcast on some of our new construction that's going on in the district. But they're here specifically to talk about our new Agriculture Science Center that will be opening next fall. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, and then we'll jump right in. We'll start right over here with Miss Erica.
Hi, guys. My name is Erica Santian. I am the CTE program manager over our Ag Science program, and I am a former Ag advisor. So I kind of have a little more experience in the Ag field.
And I'm Jennifer Baker. I'm the CTE director here in Alief ISD.
And I am Elizabeth Ponce. I am the agriculture science teacher over at ENGC.
Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, ladies. You know, of course, Jen and Erica aren't really new to, of course, Impact Ed, but you are. So, Elizabeth, yes. Thank you so much for being here with us. Of course, last Monday, we celebrated, you know, our groundbreaking of the Agriculture Science Center. And it was so important, of course, to the community to know that this was something that's really coming to fruition. So, Erica, if you could probably tell our audience a little bit about, like, how did we get here?
So we had there was a bond that was passed by our community members. It was voted on and we finally got the bond. After that, there was a lot of different people behind the scenes. A lot of things had to happen before any kind of meetings and all that took place. We had to figure out who the architects were gonna be, who the construction team was gonna be. And once those things were established, we partnered with Stantec, and they were actually really great in the way that they facilitated how they were going to organize the plans for this project, a huge project. They included everybody at the table. So it was people affiliated with our district. They included our ag teachers. They included our parents, our students. Everybody got to put a little bit of their input into this project to make it obviously what our students need, what our community needs. And then after multiple meetings, again, with our community members and our students and our teachers, and then additional meetings that happened behind the scenes within our other departments, construction, maintenance, and things like that. Finally, we got to our groundbreaking and we got to unveil what the project's physically going to look like, what we're going to expect, all the opportunities that are going to be there for our students, as well as the community. And everyone's just real excited about the whole thing.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, Jennifer, you know, you being our director of CTE, you have some really great experience, of course, with this Ag Science Center. And you mentioned something specifically at the groundbreaking about as it relates to the students that will be partaking in this Ag Center. Can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Yeah, so right now, the big difference of having this new Agricultural Science Center versus our current Ag Barn.
Right.
You can't even compare the two. Our current Ag Barn, I guesstimate, about 20,000 square feet. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not. Maybe less. It's small. It can only hold a few cattle, a few other types of, you know, breeds of animals. And then don't even get us started on our poor little chicken coop barn thing. It you know, between predators and heat and all of so doing this is going to allow us to really grow the program, because right now we're very limited on how many kids that can even actually have animal projects with us. And then, you know, just the location of it has not been that great.
Right.
I think this new location, the size and all the different, like, with these, having the ag teachers at the table.
Yes.
And even kids were involved in this too, our students, to say, these are the things that we'd really like. It was a lot of, we would love to haves. And I would say, I don't know, Eric, if you correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you guys got a lot of your would love to haves.
I would say just about all the things that we brought to the table that we felt were a necessity. This was the opportunity that our students, parents, and our ag teachers had to say, this is what we really need and this is why. Obviously, we've dealt with a lot of circumstances and situations over the past few years at our current facility. Obviously, there was safety concerns. We wanted to make sure that the kids were safe, our animals were going to be safe. And so all of those things kind of went into the planning of this.
Okay.
And it was a really good collaborative effort that a lot of people got to give their input in.
And you mm-hmm. could tell that, I believe, in the mm-hmm. groundbreaking. You know, of course, aside from seeing members of our ALEAF ISD, you know, leadership, but we saw a lot of people from the community, but in particular, we saw your students. Mm-hmm. So, Elizabeth, can you talk to us a little bit about how that process has worked out for you guys?
Yeah, I think it was a good outcome because mm-hmm. the students were really excited about it. They were excited that they got to share their animals yes. and bring them out there so people can see what they've worked hard for.
Yeah.
And to me, it took a special place in my heart because I'm an ALEAF alumni.
Mm-hmm.
I was in FFA.
Yes.
And we didn't get to have what the students are now having. So it's honestly a privilege and it's a blessing for them to be able to get to share this opportunity, especially for me, because I get to see it unfold.
Wonderful.
So,
I really
enjoy so you it. Were in that old barn?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And now you get to see the new, yeah. being part yeah. of the new one. That's pretty
part
awesome.
Of it.
That is yes. awesome. And again, like you said, that is a blessing, right? Mm-hmm. Because you were thankful for what you had, but you knew that there was more mm-hmm. out there. And that is so good for people to know that through their support of the bond, that this is what we're going to be able to do. You know, of course, making best use of taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about historically about the city of ALEAF is that it was farming, right? Like mm-hmm. that's essentially what it was. Mm-hmm. So I know, Erica, we talked a little bit about yeah. that as well, right?
Yes. So I don't want to say we're bringing the dairy back to Dairy Ashford.
Because... I mean, we could, though. We may need to copyright that.
I mean, yes, but it's going to be primarily our beef cattle that okay. we're going to keep yeah. there. I mean, cattle nonetheless, right? So there's going to be hooves back on that ground.
Yes.
So that is a really cool thing to bring back. And I think that's a lot. I mean, I think a lot of people forget that mm-hmm. this is actually a pretty rural area before all the pavement started coming in. But we're going to have cattle. We're going to have, let me back up. So right now we have enough space for maybe 6 stalls of cattle.
Okay.
So our new facility, we're going to have up to 12.
Oh, wow.
And then the way everything is laid out, in the event we needed to expand, it's easy to do so. We can just attach additional stalls. So okay. if we ended up with 13 or 14 cattle, which would be amazing, that's the objective. We want a full barn of opportunity for our kids.
I love that.
And so the opportunity for expansion, the way it's designed, it's going to be easy to do that.
Okay.
So they've also wanted to always do shows mm-hmm. at
oh,
our building.
Right. Okay,
and,
sure. Yes.
And even if we, so a lot of school districts will have their own like animal show.
Or yeah.
Like, livestock show.
Livestock
yes.
show.
Yes.
And that's a really good way for kids to make a lot of money on their
oh,
projects.
Yeah.
And so now being able to have our own potentially show, it might not be start out big,
right?
But we do have the capability of doing that now mm-hmm. with our show barn,
okay,
which was really important to the ag teachers to have that ability. Right now we do, and it happens here at the center. We do a rabbit show.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness!
It works out.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to. I think next year we'll be able to bring them over to our yeah. sparkly new
facility.
You know?
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
they can do that there. And I think, mm-hmm. and it's really not that far from here.
It's not. And we had people at the rabbit show come all the way from Bowling, Texas, which I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard
near,
of it.
It's far.
Okay.
That's
sounds far to me.
And when I heard that, I'm like, okay, so if people can come from way
for the rabbits.
Where about from the for the rabbits that I know that we can
yeah.
get people that would want to bring their students to compete
yes.
here in ALEAF for whether it be goats, lambs, livestock, anything.
Yeah.
Because those type of shows bring experience, mm-hmm. they bring scholarship opportunities,
mm-hmm.
all different types of networking for the
yeah.
kids.
Yes.
And the more popular we can make this show, if we can do it in the future, hopefully we can.
We're not going to say if, we're going to say when, right?
When
we're
going
to say when.
When we bring
that's right.
the ALEAF livestock show to life.
I love it.
It's going to bring a lot of opportunity for all kinds of growth, not
yeah.
just within our students, but within the district as a whole, because
yes.
it's a multi-collaborative event. We could have our welding students compete. We could have
that's awesome.
Yes. We could
yeah.
have our culinary team.
Yeah.
And maybe even the Empty the Shelter project
mm-hmm.
could be out there.
There's just so many things that
yes. Well, you already said it. It's
good.
A full barn,
mm-hmm. full
of,
barn
of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's
yeah.
something we need to be trademarking. So
mm-hmm.
don't y'all take that, because we're going to do it. We're trademarking it. So Elizabeth, tell us about when you were FFA student, right? And of course, these are students that you're working with now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how they're feeling about this new Ag Center and what they're most looking forward to.
Well, they're very excited that it won't be limited anymore. It Good. Won't be like a first come first serve basis like it is now.
Okay.
They are looking forward to be able to have their classes, because potentially that's where the vet science will go.
We'll go there, right? Yeah,
so they're looking forward to being the first ones or yes. the last ones mm-hmm. before graduating. So they're very excited to looking forward to that, and that they'll have easier access to their animals since the classroom's right there.
Because right now they're having to
drive.
Okay, mm-hmm, got it.
Over there. And so it'll be a lot easier for them.
Sure.
Especially for the students that are over at ELSIC. It's a 5-minute drive. So it's Perfect. A lot easier for them. Literally right after school, they can just drive down the road and they'll be okay. at the facility. But they're just overall excited that they get to share this with the other kids that are not able to get involved
right.
because there's limited space. And safety was another priority, and so they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, right now there's a gate that's at our current facility.
Okay.
It's like done, you know, secured by a lock, like a combination lock.
Oh.
And
okay.
And it's invariably that something's, you know, awry with the lock. It gets fixed regularly, but anyway, this will be a real state of the art.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Pass key, you know, badge thing. So
that's, I love that.
And that's mm-hmm. just going to keep animals where they need to be, you know, where they need to be. Yeah. And that's what we're looking forward to. Less phone calls about.
Yeah, it's just a real breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone appreciates it more than those that have treaded through.
Mm-hmm. She's like, honey, that's me, right? Yes. And you've seen it, right?
It's gonna sit differently.
I think I'm more excited than this.
Yeah, we need to have like a reunion, right? Yeah. Like to have those former students to come back.
That'd
because
be
honestly, it's what you all paved the way, right? Yeah. Like mm-hmm. you probably didn't think about it then. You probably thought, well, maybe this is it, even though you knew more was out there. So when we're thinking about next year's ribbon cutting, mm-hmm. making sure that we're reaching out to those former FFA students, former A-Leaf employees that took part in really just the brainstorming and the hard work of what it took to get from here to there, because mm-hmm. it's always a journey, right? Again, this whole building, this facility is an example of, you know, that journey. And I'll tell you, I told those young ladies that I saw out there, I said, mm-hmm. listen, that's amazing. I'm not an animal person by far. I mean, I like dogs and that's about it, you know, but I was like, hey, but I do want that jacket, because we didn't have FFA, you know, where I'm from mm-hmm. in Port Arthur. So to see something like that, and again, not realizing historically what A-Leaf was, mm-hmm. I think it's just, you know, it's so amazing. And it's so good that our community should know that these are opportunities that we continue to provide our students. So Jennifer, of course, being director of CTE, if I'm a eighth grade student, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, there's stuff out there. There's other opportunities. How are we selling this to our kids?
So probably the most often way kids learn about what happens at the high school when it comes to career and technical education is we have eighth grade tours.
Wonderful.
And so every eighth grader will come through this building, the Marshall Center, but they're learning about all the programs that CTE has, because mm-hmm. not everything is housed at this building.
Right.
Vet science happens to be, but if they're excited about vet science, they typically are getting the entry level class doesn't start them here. It starts them at the ninth grade level.
Okay.
And so when they're in ninth grade, this might have sold them as the mm-hmm. the vet science and doing that here at the center might have sold them into ag some sort of. That's one way. I'll let Elizabeth tell us other ways, but that is probably one of the first ways they see something about ag. But when they get into ninth grade, they're learning about all the different options that we have
Wonderful.
For ag.
Wonderful, okay.
So then they can move forward. But as far as like getting kids excited at the younger levels, what do you guys do? What are some of the things y'all do?
Well, we usually have RAM camp. So that's at the beginning, kind of like freshman orientation. And then we also have eighth grade night where we spend time with the kids and parents and kind of talk about our program. I emphasize a lot about our program and the opportunities that they can bring. And I always involve the full circle moment that, hey, I was here. Like if it wasn't for my previous ag teachers, I wouldn't have been here where I am now.
I love that.
And so I explain that to the students, and then I talk a little bit of everything. I talk about plant science, animal science, and towards the end of the school year, after the hectic time we have for our Houston rodeo, I incubate some eggs. Okay. So that they can physically see how that process of the chickens work. Wow. And they get really excited about that.
Okay, I have to come and see that. My mom is a microbiologist, but I did not do well in biology. I did not pass, unfortunately. However, I did attend Tuskegee University, which has one of the best bedside. Exactly. Okay. So I want to put that out there when we talk about CCMR, these great programs that we have for kids, because of course we're developing and cultivating, you know, our learners, and science is one thing that, to me, regardless of AI or anything of that nature, we're still going to have to physically have a person there to continue to, you know, cultivate and uplift those things. So I think it's so important. In particular, I'm still going to go back to that groundbreaking, because we saw females in STEM, which is super important. Not to say we don't, you know, see males. Obviously, it's a male-dominated field, but it was so exciting to see young females, you know, young ladies of color, all of those things that were in this program. I don't know if that's necessarily intentional or what you all are doing to really, you know, make this something that's viable for them, but I wanted to applaud you all because, you know, though science is not my zhuzh, it was good to see, you know, those young ladies that they were just so excited about it, and the way they were handling their animals and all of that.
Yeah,
they know
they
do. Right?
Yeah, you know, ag is also not just animals.
Right,
it's engineering.
Engineering,
that's
right.
My major, engineering.
Yeah, there we go.
Agriculture,
I love
engineering.
That.
Yeah,
and, wow.
And the kids can do like all of that, but then they can, if an animal's not their thing, because there's plenty of people out there like that, they can do other projects in ag. And we have
LDEs and CDEs.
Okay,
which tell her what that is.
So we have our leadership development events.
Okay.
And then we have our career development events. So some of some examples of that would be, like, we have a radio broadcast team. So students get to go in front of judges and they get to do like a radio broadcast.
Wow.
They get to write their own script, write their own topics.
Yeah.
And they go and they pretend to be a radio broadcaster, and then they compete with other high school students at other districts.
I had no idea.
We have a welding CDEs and LDEs. We have floriculture. They can learn to be florists, which we know the wedding industry is not going. People are not going to stop getting married.
No, they're not.
Romance
no,
is in the air.
That may
constantly.
Be the only thing we can afford right now.
So florals are a big thing. We have a wildlife team. So for those that might be into like biology and things like that, there's a team for them. We have ag skills, which just competed this past weekend, where they pick a skill that a group of students might feel very confident in, and they demonstrate that skill in front of a group of judges. And depending on how they score, they win or they don't. And our A-Leaf team just won second place overall this past weekend.
Wonderful.
So, there's so many different avenues the students can take within ag. It's not just animals. It's not out there on a tractor plowing seeds or anything like that. There's so much more to ag and FFA. And I think it's really proven that we've kind of exposed our students to that over the past years, because we've gone from about 50 students active FFA memberships. We've grown to about 180 active FFA memberships.
Wow.
And all of these things, like what we're talking about, that are outside of just having an animal project.
Sure.
We have a space at the new facility that will be specifically for projects that are non-animal projects.
Okay,
and
great.
It's a space where kids can go in and work on it.
Yes.
And then leave it there unfinished and be okay with it being, you know, locked up, and they can come back to it and not have to worry about storing it or moving it. It can all be right there until they're ready to go for contests and such. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like
our Lone Star Lab.
Yeah, we call it the Lone Star Lab, because that's
like
a thing
that.
In ag. It's Lone Star thing is an ag.
It's the highest award you can get, like within FFA.
Wow.
So when students compete and they're doing their record keeping the way that they're supposed to, they're active in FFA, they can apply for their Lone Star degree.
I love that.
And if they're awarded it, they get to walk the stage at our Texas FFA convention. So we have that Lone Star Lab there for them to work on these projects in a safe space where they will have all the resources that they need, all the support that they need, and there's no limitations anymore.
I love that.
I know, it's great.
I love that. And Elizabeth talked a little bit about, you know, the Houston Rodeo, that of course wasn't a thing for us in Port Arthur. You know, I was like, well, what is that? I didn't know until I really came here. And we talk about, and I think Jennifer mentioned it as well, about like how some of those students are walking away when they're selling their animals. I never realized that that was a a thing, mm-hmm. and how much like money and scholarship dollars, like these students receive mm-hmm. a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, as you said, is something that we're working with our kids to do. Mm-hmm. So do our kids compete in that as well?
Yes, they wonderful. Do. They do. This year I'm over chicken. So this year I have a total of 8 kids
great.
That are competing. They only take a total of 3 chickens each student.
Out of how many chickens they start with, though?
Well, I'm picking up 200 chickens.
Oh,
200. Each they each kid gets 25.
Yeah.
Each kid gets 25. Really? It's a total of 200 that I have to pick up this year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow.
But only 3, the top 3 of their 25 make it to the big contest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, look, I'll have to come. I've never heard anything yes. like that. See?
It's we'll big. Have chicken for sale soon.
Yeah, yes. okay. I mean, I don't know what to do with one of them. I don't even know if my HOA allows that. But either
well,
way,
no,
we'll figure it out.
Oh, they will be processed for you to come soon.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I can't do that. No, yes. no.
The students will take care of all that.
Oh, God, no. I mean, I hope y'all don't do that with rabbits. Do y'all do that too?
No,
don't do that. My rabbit was in the freezer. His name was Michael Jackson.
I wanted to pause to bring the suspense, but no, we don't do that.
Okay, please don't. Yeah, I wonder what happened to my rabbit one day, and I just happened to open the freezer. I was like, oh, Michael Jackson! Oh, yeah, I've never had rabbits since. So.
Yeah, I can't. I wouldn't.
I mean, I can't, but I eat everything else, so there's fine. So when you guys decide to cultivate crawfish, then you call me over.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm here
okay.
for that. We'll do it.
We'll have to make sure we have a nice bayou next to the.
Yes! I've kicked those things over, so we got to do it. So again, ladies, thank y'all so much for coming. This was really exciting. I'm going to tell you again, as a person, as I mentioned, that science really just wasn't my thing. But the more I listen to it, I'm really excited and energized about what's to come. Mm-hmm. Again, we know that the groundbreaking, you know, there was work done before. The work is going on now. We don't have fingers crossed. We know it's going to mm-hmm. happen. It's going to open next fall. We believe it. Our children will continue to be successful because of all of the work that you all put into it. We are just super duper excited to see what's to come. Of course, we got to have you guys back. Elizabeth, you got to come back and yeah. see us too, okay?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Definitely come back. You'll bring some chickens, right?
Yeah.
Bring the chickens.
Yeah, I'll bring some chickens.
Live chickens, just for a little bit, right? Right? Just for a little bit.
You're going to hold them.
I'll hold a chicken.
I'll bring some chicks.
Yeah, hold there a chicken. There we go. We're going to do that. So again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Impact Ed. It's been an amazing day with 3 amazing ladies. Remember, our Ag Center will definitely be open next year, so make sure you stay tuned. And actually, we have a really big event coming up on Saturday.
November 8th.
November 8th. Mm-hmm. Jen, can you tell them a little
it's
about that?
It's the annual holiday market.
Yes.
And so we'll have all kinds of booths here with all kinds of things that you can purchase for the holidays. Come shop. There's a lot of music, dancing, singing, choirs,
Santa
band,
Paws.
Or Santa Paws will be here. I had said Paws. Santa Paws. He's taking pictures with animals, with pets. Anyway, so it'll be a fun day this coming Saturday. Hope to see as many people here as possible.
Yes. You don't want to miss it, guys. It gets packed in here, but you mm-hmm. definitely need to come. Mm-hmm. Make sure you make some purchases from our amazing kids. Come on and support ALEAF ISD. Again, as always, make sure you visit us at www.aleafisd.net. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.